KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome into ABQ Connect. Hey, are you planning to come to Calvary Church tonight? Hopefully you are. And of course, if you're not going to be in the sanctuary tonight, we will be airing the live service starting at 7 o'clock on 88.3 in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Of course, that's 90.7 FM Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, 88.1 in Portales, and in Las Cruces. And you can listen online at klyt.fm as well. Now, if you are coming to service tonight, get to service early. Plenty of opportunities every week to fellowship and catch up with friends. And we're doing that today on the radio. Deb Roberts is in studio. Deb, welcome into the studio.
Gosh, thank you so much for having me. And I'm looking forward to before service tonight. I'm going to have a kiosk in the entryway. I would love it if people came out and said hello.
Yeah, so you'll be in the foyer.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're showing up at Calvary, the big glass tall foyer, you enter from the amphitheater. Go in there, look for Deb Roberts. And Deb, obviously it's an opportunity for friends to catch up with you. There's probably some listening. Deb's in
That's
town.
Correct.
But you've got some real great ways for people to support what you're doing in Uganda, and we'll get into more detail about what you're doing. But what will you have for them at the kiosk?
Well, I have a slideshow ready to go because people always love to see what it looks like. Since I'm at the equator, it's a bit different than here.
A little green.
A little greener. A lot greener. And I've made some prayer cards because I'm running a school of ministry. And so I have a small handout that has the picture of every student with their name so that people can be praying for them by name.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So is it a picture of name? Is there any bio or...
No, it wasn't big enough
okay.
to include a
That's
bio,
okay.
but
okay.
I did include a link to my website so that people could go there and get the haps on everything that's going on.
Now, is that called Christians.com or?
That is for the ministry, and
okay.
I have a personal website
okay.
as well.
So it's going to be on the card.
Mm-hmm. It's nowdeb.com.
Nowdeb.com. That's easy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Put some thought into that.
Well, it's what was left when I went to get web page addresses.
Okay. Well, make sure to stop and see Deb tonight at Calvary Church, the Osuna campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. You know, maybe you're not a regular attendee to Calvary. What a great opportunity if you're supportive of missions or you've considered missions. Deb probably has some insight for you to share. And we'll do some of that maybe today on the air. Deb, you mentioned the School of Ministry, and that's part of the work you're doing with Bev Rich and Called Christians in Uganda. But I understand you restarted this. I don't know if I even knew that it had stopped. How long had the school not been functioning?
It had been closed for about a year.
Okay.
The missionary that was running it before had moved on. COVID was rough there.
Yeah.
A lot of things closed down, a lot of hardships for people. And she asked if I'd be willing to come back and get the school open and running again. And I really think God wanted me to do that. So I said, yes. I got back out there in May and school started in August. We've got 12 students now. Our mission is to make disciples that can make disciples.
12 people can accomplish a lot of stuff.
Right.
We've got a little history with that.
exactly.
So what did getting the school back up and running, what did that entail?
Well, I sat down with some other people that I brought on to help teach. We're there five teachers.
Okay.
And we sat down together and talked about ideally what would we like to see happen? How can we help people grow closer to Christ? Not just in their knowledge of him, but living out what they learn, applying it to their lives.
So what are some of the courses that the students there are taking?
Well, we have the basics like doctrine and New Testament survey, Old Testament survey. We're also teaching OIA, which is observation, interpretation, and application so that they can take that word and make it their own. Living out, following Christ, biblical counseling, spiritual life, church history, a lot of the basics to get people started, teaching them how to teach themselves so that they can become a better disciple and then help make more disciples when they return to their villages.
Okay, so I was actually thinking, wow, we could use some of those missionaries here in America. but really, the primary focus is to train up the people who are from Uganda,
yes,
from these villages near Jinja. And then, well, are they all near Jinja?
No.
Or are they traveling quite a ways?
Yeah, they're from Uganda. Some of them, there's one guy right across the border on Kenya.
Okay.
And then there's one guy right to the border of the Congo.
Okay.
But that one is still inside Uganda, but they're from all over Uganda.
And then they, of course, go back to their villages. Might, yes, they start schools like this in their village?
They would be able to. They would be equipped to. We'll see what God would have them do.
And you also mentioned, you know, you restarted the school because, you know, the person who had been doing it discontinued doing it, and COVID was a rough time.
Yes.
You haven't had a super easy time since arriving. When did you arrive in Africa?
I was originally there in March of 2020, and I was on the first plane that got locked down, and I spent the first 17 days in quarantine in a hotel in Entebbe.
Okay. And what are some of the other hardships? I know some illness. I don't know if it was at that time, but in between that time and now, you've really kind of been through the ringer.
Well, as I was telling someone earlier today, it's an honor to suffer for Christ. And I think this is a glimpse into the medicals of third world countries. I had malaria. I had falciparum malaria, which is the worst kind. It's cerebral malaria. And I'm the first person in human history to survive.
Wow.
25% saturation. So it's a miracle that I'm alive.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's a miracle that I can walk and talk just by God's grace. So when I woke up in the hospital, I was there for about 5 weeks. I immediately went back to work because people told me, we don't know why you're alive. And I said, oh, I can tell you why. And I shared with them about Jesus and following Jesus and that God has a plan for me, for them, and it wasn't my time to go. And since then, it's since returning to Uganda, it took about a year recovery. God was all over that as well, and getting me back to Uganda to start the school. Since then, I've had bilharzia, which is liver flukes, and I've also had typhoid. But that's just how it is in third world countries. People get that all the time.
Now, this will show my ignorance. Having had some of that, is that something that can happen again?
Yes, there's no vaccine for it. I was told, my kidney doctor here told me that I would have a very small immunity to malaria. But there's really no vaccines for any of those. So that's something that population deals with on a daily basis, the medical issues from there.
And being from America, did that make you any more susceptible? Or is that something that all the school, all the people from Uganda, this is just a normal?
Well, it's normal, but I did joke and tell them that I had vacation blood. And so the insects really liked me because they're like, hey, come over here. This is vacation blood. You can't get this kind of blood around here. I don't know if it's funny or not, but it's carried by mosquitoes, malaria is.
Okay.
And so I don't know that they, maybe it's the smell. I don't know. But like everyone gets malaria there, everyone, multiple times.
Well, it does give us some insight right away into how we can be praying for you specifically, Deb.
Yes.
When you go back, to pray that God will continue to equip you physically, spiritually, mentally, for discipling others. And that's mm-hmm. It seems to be a real passion of yours.
Yeah, I'm very interested in discipleship. I think following Jesus is the way to go and living it out in your day-to-day life, if I can help people do that.
So, Deb, someone who's considered some of the short-term trip, you know, KLYT is preparing for a trip.
I'm so excited.
For someone who, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that, someone who's considering short-term missions or long-term missions, or maybe they haven't considered missions, What kind of words of encouragement would you have for someone kind of kicking that around?
Well, I would have to say you should go. It will change your perspective, not just on where you live, but how the world functions and how God uses people. It was very eye-opening for me to hear worship even in another language.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at now in Uganda, they sing songs in 4 or 5 different languages at church. It's not just English. It's also Luganda and Swahili and Lusoga and Ateso and Acholi.
So are you learning some of these languages?
I've started to study Luganda, which is the major tribal language where I'm at.
Okay.
But it's a Bantu language, so it's very different than our Latin-based languages. And it's a struggle, but I'm working on it. Maybe you guys could pray for me for that too.
Right, right.
The words are 4 inches long, you know, the words.
I'm still learning English.
Yeah, me too. Little by little. Or they would say Impola, Impola, which is Luganda for slowly, slowly.
There you go.
Impola, Impola.
You are learning.
Impola, Impola.
Yeah. What kind of culture shock was there? You know, clearly with the weather, you're at the equator, and now you're 4,000 feet high.
That's correct. It's got a pretty high elevation.
But
on Lake Victoria.
That's got to be beautiful.
It's nice.
Yeah. Have you been out on the lake?
I've been out a couple times. Yeah, we went over to see the source of the Nile River, which is right there in Jinja.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's okay. So now let's talk a little bit about the KLYT trip, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure it's filled. And
I think so.
And if people want to go, they'll have to wait for another trip. Or they can contact you and figure out how they can get out to be a part of what's happening with the ministry there.
Right. I think it would be great if another team came from Albuquerque. There's so much ministry going on that we could use help with. And people will always come to hear Americans speak. So it's a way for us to reach more people.
So what all are you aware will be happening with this trip with the people that are coming with KLYT?
They are going to be tired when they're done, I'm telling you. We have them doing some conferences, which is 3 to 4 hour long events where we'll have worship and teachings. We're doing that in the prisons, at the local neighborhoods, at the villages. We'll also take them out to the far-reaching villages to help some Calvary chapels in the bush. We'll be doing 3 or 4 of those. And they're planning a crusade where they're hoping to scoop in a lot more people on the Saturday that they're there.
Wow.
That should be exciting. People are looking forward to that.
Now, my boss is going. Chip Lusko's going.
He is.
We'll have to encourage him to sleep on the way home. So
it's true. Because it's a jaunt to get over there. Well, it takes some time.
And he made it clear when he was talking about it on the air, this is a working trip.
Yes.
And there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some touristy activities happening during the trip. I think they're going on a safari. They were planning to do
yes.
that. To go see Lake Victoria and the source of the Nile River.
Yes.
But there'll be outreaches to local villages,
yes.
prisons and
neighborhoods, villages.
Yeah. So how big is Jinja?
Jinja's about 100,000 people.
Okay.
It's the second largest city in Uganda.
Oh, okay.
The largest city is Kampala,
which is
the capital.
More the size of Albuquerque in the 60s.
Okay.
Or the 70s. What is the economy? I mean, what is there a tech? Is there farming? Is there fishing?
Most people farm. There's also some fishing because the lake is right there. And then they have some factories. They have a sugarcane factory. There's a lot of farmers that grow sugarcane. So a lot of the world's sugar comes out of there.
All right. Well, listen, we're really out of time, but we've been visiting with Deb Roberts. Deb is a missionary in Uganda, and she'll be at Calvary Church tonight. Show up before service. Service starts at 6:30. So get over here 5:30, 6 o'clock. Make sure to go in the foyer, find Deb's table. Deb, you said you've got cards with pictures of, and is it 12?
12, all 12 of them.
All 12 of the students, the school of ministry, with their name.
Yes, I would appreciate prayer for the school, for the students, for the teachers, for the trip that's coming. I have other projects underway. I know we're out of time. But
did you say now, Deb?
NowDeb.com.
NowDeb.com, and and people can go there to find updates on what's going on.
Yes, I post updates weekly.
Wow. Okay. You're tech savvy.
Well, I figure you can be as informed as you want to be.
There you go. Well, Deb, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your travel and your work there, and we'll have to keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on today's ABQ Connect, and join us tonight. Tune in at 7 o'clock. We'll bring you the service live from Calvary Church. Better yet, plan to be in attendance. Get there early and catch up with Deb and find out more about what's happening in Uganda. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.